Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From my point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game, his at-bats, his defense, everything. So when he destroys AAA and he knocks the door down, to me, then he becomes part of the conversation. I don't personally think you bring a guy to the big leagues with that type of profile until that happens.
You know, we talked to Ryan Ripken shortly after we did this segment earlier. By the way, that was Orioles skipper Tony Mancino. We talked to Ryan Ripken. He said the exact same thing that we talked about. In fact, that number one, he's not catching a lot. That's number one. He's not catching a lot. Number two, this is not a player that you say, hey, we got a need. Let's bring you up. He's a franchise type player. You bring those guys up when they're ready. This is not Kyle Stowers. I mean, it's not him. Mm-hmm. This is Sam Basayo. You bring this guy up when this guy's ready. And I'm okay with that, Ed.
I am too. You know, because it's you got to look at the long game here. You can't just look at, like, you know, because you have a need, you're going to bring somebody up prematurely. And what I've heard from everyone we've spoken to today, including yourself, and, you know, two of our baseball guests, all said he's not caught enough. So if he's not caught enough, then it's not time.
Yeah, you're going to bring him up to play what? You're going to still need a catcher.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not saying he's not ready, but he, you know, there was an injury this year. He's still coming back. I mean, again, you know, this is not Joey Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a franchise player. This is not a guy that you're not sure about. This is a guy that you put along the lines of Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westberg. He's along that grade of players. So you wait until he's ready and you bring him up. Grayson Rodriguez. I know Grayson Rodriguez has been hurt, but again, you waited till he was ready. You didn't, well, we got an injury in the rotation, so we're going to bring him up. That wasn't why he came up.
Yeah.
He came up because he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make a way. You'll make a place on the roster when those guys come up. We got a roster spot available. Let's bring them up. No. We'll make a place on the roster. Let's bring them up. And if they decide that they want to bring him up right now, it's because they decided that he was ready. They've been right more often than not on when to bring guys up.
They have.
So I got to trust them, Ed.
Yeah. No, they have. And you do have to trust them because, you know, they've had such a good track record until they show you otherwise, you have to assume they know exactly what they're doing. And you've got to just, you be guided accordingly. I mean, there's no reason to believe that they don't know, since they've gotten everything else right. They've only one player didn't appear ready, and that was Jackson Holliday.
And I still believe that they let fan pressure get to him on that one.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If not, you know, if Maverick Hanley's going to be out for a while and they have to reach deep into their, you know, Trump was up before. He may come back up. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. I like Hanley. I like the way he handles pitchers. I like his presence in the clubhouse. He's a good guy. But when it comes time to productivity and what they bring to the table, it's not, you know, Hanley, he's your third catcher right now in the organization.
Yeah.
So you had to go get your fourth. I'm cool with that. You got, you know, a veteran presence back there in Gary Sanchez. And Gary Sanchez is not a great defensive catcher. I know that.
He's not.
But Gary Sanchez came in and kept a heck of a game going as far as terms of the pitches that he caught behind the plate. Bullpen came lack of execution. Mm-hmm. But for you not to be involved in the meetings on your starting pitcher and Dean Kramer, and then you rush into the game to catch for him, and you pick right up where the guy in front of you did, that's pretty good. That's a veteran presence. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. But the knock at him has always been his defense is not great.
No, it's not.
It's not. So.
They don't have a lot of great defensive catchers who can also hit.
No, yes. It's funny because we value offense so much. I think they kind of neglect it a bit. But it's such – I'm with Bordy. I think it's the most important position player on the team.
What position did you play?
That's not important.
I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Yeah, he texted me just now. I said, what position did you play?
I was a catcher.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Mr. Gary Carter himself. What number did you wear?
8.
Yeah. Mr. Gary Carter himself.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. By the way, Gary Carter was an absolute beast.
Absolutely, he was.
He was a stud. Yep. That guy, when he became a Met, they had a lot of moving pieces, a lot of talent. But when he became a Met, it was like he was the glue. He just brought it all together.
Yep.
And they said, you heard the stories of Keith Fernandez said how he was like Mr. Clean Cut.
Yes.
Christian guy in the clubhouse. At first, they didn't know how to take him. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? Screw that. He can play. He's good.
Yes. Well, especially
he can flat out play.
You know, if you think about that team, he was on the team that won the World Series with the Mets in 86.
Right.
That was like a pirate ship.
It was.
It was bad. The title of the book is When the Bad Guys Won. I mean, he did not fit that. He was like the clean cut guy, you know, kind of straight laced.
Sort of like me on this show.
Yeah, exactly like you. Yeah, that's what I think of.
Me and Gary Carter, you know, the clean cut one,
absolutely
straight down the middle.
Yep.
Yeah, the goody two shoe of the show. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is it time to bring Sam Basayo up? Is the down the time? Are you willing to bring him up because there's a need, or do you want to wait until he's ready? Some of you may look at his numbers right now and say, "Rob, come on, man, how can he be more ready than he is right now with his ridiculous OPS, 15 home runs? What more do you need him to do?" We want to hear from you. Yeah. I'm not going to debate with you. It's your decision. Sam Basayo, you need a catcher, maybe. Or not, maybe it's just don't need to catch you. Make a roster spot for him because this team needs to get over the hump offensively. This team needs a spark. This team is not completely out of the playoff race, and they need something. And he's the guy that can make it happen. You might believe that. Give us a call, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up on 9:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, this show is moving along.
It is.
I said that out loud.
It's so funny. I just looked at it. I was like, wow.
You just asked, what are we doing again? Because you probably didn't know where we were on the show.
I didn't.
I only know it
then
because.
Then I looked and I saw a blank space. I'm like, we're there?
I only know that's what you were thinking because that's what I was thinking, too. The show is gone. Wow. Sam Basayo, is it time right now? For those of you who are unfamiliar, as Jeremy Conway said, with his skills, this year, Sam Basayo's numbers go a little like this. He is batting 271, 15 home runs, 34 RBI. He has an on-base percentage added of 378.
Yeah.
His slugging is 590, which means his OPS is 968.
Yeah.
Offensively, he is ready. And if you look at entire minor league career in 373 games, he bats 284 with 65 home runs. 236 RBI, on-base percentage of 365, so it's still impressive. A slugging of 491, so it's still impressive. And an OPS of 856, still impressive. Is he ready, or does he need a little bit more seasoning? Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, how are you?
Doing well, man.
All right. It's like a rock in a hard place. I'd love to see him up here, but I mean, in the long run, I think it's best not to, you know, to bring him up until he's really, really ready. But, I mean, just to see him up here just for a little bit, I mean, I would love to. And Rob, I saw Kendrick Lamar last week at the former FedEx Field, man. And, yeah, that was an awesome show. I was trying to get in last week. And,
Will you rank it in the top hip-hop shows of all time?
It's in my top five.
It is. I kept telling everybody, dude, he and SZA put on a tremendous show. It's not just a concert, it's a show.
It was awesome, man.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. He got with to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Great show, man. Telling you. Let's go to Ron in Bel Air. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Doing well. Right. How are you?
Good. So my thought process is this, right? Adley has struggled a little bit this year. Okay, you bring this guy up. What if this guy lights the world on fire? What if this guy all this, and I'm not saying he's going to, but what if this guy lights the world on fire? What if he goes crazy? What do you do then? Then you've got a catcher who's struggled all year, right? Who is starting to get better
I was going to say, I don't know if he struggled all year. He struggled at the beginning of the year. As Adley turned it around, the Orioles have turned it around. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't think Adley has struggled all year.
Okay,
yeah.
Just hypothetically, right? Say he comes up here, lights the world on fire, then you're really in a spot. You know what I mean?
Like, let me give you an example of something. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Adley Rutschman has had a hit in 12 of his last 14 games. Now, let me answer your question, because yesterday before the game, I had a chance to talk to Joe Girardi. And one of the things that he was saying was he has Paul Goldschmidt, Trent Gresham, Ben Rice, Austin Wells, Jason Dominguez, who else was in that mix? JC Ascaro. He has to find all those guys. And also Giancarlo Stanton. Seven players that he has to find playing time for. Seven. That he got to figure out, because the rest of those guys are automatically in the lineup. You know what I mean? You got, you know, every day. Also Bellinger. No, not it wasn't Grisham. It was Bellinger. Seven guys. Because Grisham is in there every day. Aaron Judge is in there every day. Volpe's in there every day. Who am I missing? Who's the third baseman? on the Rebbe. Anyway, he's got guys in there every day. Now, with that problem, where are the Yankees right now, Ron?
First place, man.
Okay.
First place.
Okay. You know why? Because they have those problems. That's why they're in first place.
That's a very fair point.
So if the Orioles have those problems, then they may be a better team than they are right now. Those are problems you want. Those are first world problems. I have more players than positions.
Better too many than too few. So I'm very happy to have those guys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got problems. No, you don't have problems. Yeah. You got solutions. You have more solutions than you need. You don't have more problems.
Yes.
Problems is, man, I got 9 positions. I got 3 players. That's a problem. By the way, we asked this question on Twitter. Dan said, should it be? Yes. Will it be? No. Thought about now's the time for Basayo. He said it should be, but he doesn't believe it is. Jay, I think it's Jay, said yes. And he also says time for a new hitting coach and a new GM. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tom said, let's see what he has. Luke says yes. Rashawn chimed in on Facebook and says no. Why call him up and start the clock on him when this could be a lost season? It's not a lost season. But Sile can pitch. Bring him up, according to Harvey. Oh, that's funny. A little bit earlier, I gave a shovel to myself, and Ed has been waiting patiently for like 26 minutes on Towson wanting to weigh in on that. What's up, Ed?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Look, and this will be right in old Pootie Tang Norris. This will be right in his wheelhouse right here. Okay. I was an athletic director, and it's good. This is another reason not to go commando. I was an athletic director, and I taught a bunch of classes and stuff like that. So I could go roll up in there in basketball shorts and sweatpants. Keyword, sweatpants and basketball shorts. And we were all like 25, 26, you know, the teachers too. So we would talk junk to each other. We'd go out. We worked hard and we played hard. So, Ed, you know where I'm going with this. So one day I'm talking to a teacher, and we talk about what we're going to do tonight, da-da-da-da-da. And another teacher comes up to me, and she looks down, and she's like, Ed, I don't mean no harm. You're my man. But you need to look before you leap. And what she meant is I had sweatpants on. I had basketball shorts on, and I'm you with me, Ed? Batter up?
Yeah, I got you. Man, what you wearing hip huggers for?
No, I mean, I ain't no endowed, man. But
say you're wearing hip huggers.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I'm just saying, y'all, man, you wearing John Stockton shorts.
Okay, you got me, Rob. You got me. Go ahead, brother. I'll see y'all later, man.
All right. We wearing John Stockton shorts for, Ed.
Those were some shorts in the NBA then. Anyway.
Thank God for Michael Jordan. Hey, you got some text on the Basayo situation?
Yeah, we got who are you going to promote that is going to help the team win more than Samuel Basayo right now? Or does protecting prospects supersede winning?
You know what I would love? If you're still listening, Texter, what do you mean by protecting prospects? Are you talking about what Rashawn talked about, the clock? Because you've already saved that. You can bring him up now and not burn a year. It's mid to late June now. It's late June now. You can bring him up. So does he mean protect him in terms of worried about whether he's ready or protecting him on that clock? Because that clock right now is not an issue. You're good now.
The majority of this fan base was about to riot when Jackson Holliday didn't make the big league club out of spring training when he was 20. Basayo was also 20. What's the difference now when the O's actually need a catcher when they didn't need Holliday at second base?
Maybe you learned from Jackson Holliday at 20, Ed. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe you brought Jackson Holliday up, realized that he wasn't ready despite the numbers that he had because, like Sam Basayo, he didn't have a lot of minor league games. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you realize you made a mistake.
Yeah, and maybe they did learn from that because, you know, he clearly wasn't ready. And now if Basayo doesn't have defense, you heard Bordy say, if your defense isn't major league ready, you get exposed really quickly. And maybe that's the reason. So don't do it. They'll pick somebody else up as a stopgap.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I don't want to. It's not even about right now. That clock thing is, it's almost July. The clock thing is not an issue. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm all about, is the guy truly ready? If you look at Jackson Holliday's numbers, what was it, 24? You know, similar. He only had 10 home runs, but he batted 271, OPS over 900. But he wasn't ready when he came up.
No, he wasn't. He definitely wasn't. He was overmatched. But that's only, you know, a year removed. And look at him now. So
410-583-1057, that's the number. I'm not going to make the guy wait to the end of the show. We got some time to burn. Sean wants to give a late shovel. Sean in Baltimore. Sean, who did you want to give a late shovel to?
What's up, fellas? I want to give a late shovel to Jim Jones from Dipset.
From where?
From Dipset.
Okay, why?
I hope he's listening. Now, Jimmy, I'm a fan of you, man. But come on, Jimmy. Like, I came up in your generation. But you going to say you way better than Nas? Come on. Cut the crap, Jimmy, man.
When did he say that?
It's been going on all weekend, Rob. This man talking about Nas ain't better than him. Nas don't got nothing on. Come on. And then he say he was a fan of him. He's starting to sound like a YN as old as he is. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that shovel, man. I'm with you on that shovel. Damn. I didn't hear that because I've been, you know, I've been out of touch. But, yeah. Better than Nas? Why is it that only rappers do that?
I just going to say, what is it with that?
Country music artists don't say I'm better than somebody.
Yeah. Classic rock never really
never,
did.
No. But rappers.
Rappers, it's constant.
They go at one another. Yeah. I think that because rap was kind of came up as a battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You came up, you battling one another, the very nature of it. I guess so that goes along with the territory. But yeah, I'm okay when you guys don't do that. Just do what you do. Let us decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We love you all. We do. And, you know, if haven't we learned from Drake?
Right.
God's career. You better go back to making love music, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.